All right, Thanksgiving is just around the corner, but I'm thinking Christmas right now on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, because once Thanksgiving is over, Christmas is really close, and I've learned this through years in radio with fundraising and things that we do around the holidays, that if you wait too long, you're in big trouble if you're trying to do something for Christmas. So we want to start pre-Thanksgiving with a charity that I've recently gotten to know quite a bit about. It's through Catholic Charities of Kansas City and St. Joe. It's called Christmas Shining Star. And for about the last 15 years, Christmas Shining Star has been raising money and shopping for hundreds of families in need and children to have Christmas presents for the holiday season. It is a wonderful charity. It is anywhere in the Kansas City metropolitan area or St. Joseph, Missouri. And we know that's the listening audience. And we thought we'd have Bridget Chirpich on to talk a little bit about how this all works. She's the Marketing and Communications Director for Catholic Charities of Kansas City and St. Joe. And she has informed me a lot about Christmas Shining Star, and I'm hoping that everybody's going to get as excited as me. Hi, Bridget. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so pleased to have you, and we're just going to start with the heavy stuff. You love this program, Christmas Shining Star, because you are torn apart by the thought of children that don't have maybe as much as your children have or my children have, that don't have anything for Christmas. And I suspect that is the basics of why Catholic Charities is so involved with Christmas Shining Star.
You're correct. You're correct. I have a hard time going home at night knowing that my kids are so lucky. They have me, and they have their father, and they have what they need every day. And it's really difficult when you realize that Christmas is coming along and there are just hundreds of families that have come to us who cannot buy gifts for their kids. You know, when a mom can't have gifts under the tree, when a dad doesn't have gifts for the kids, you kind of feel a little bit like a failure, and we're trying to fill in that gap and make sure that doesn't happen. We want those kids to be happy. So Christmas Shining Star is about trying to make sure everyone enjoys themselves at Christmas, and these kids are so thankful for it. So thankful.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the basics of who you help and how you help them. These folks are obviously anonymous, and it's done through social workers, but they're families in need all over the metropolitan area and St. Joe, and many times they're just asking for things like warm coats or something to open on Christmas Day and have something. How does the program itself work?
You're correct in all of those ways. It is all throughout the Kansas City area and St. Joe. Our social workers who are working with various parents, they're the ones who gather the information from the parents who need some assistance with their Christmas. So they bring to us the kids and what those kids have on their Christmas list. And the parents also tend to add in the fact that they don't have a coat for their kid this year. Kids grow so quickly. Coats are incredible gifts for them because these parents do not. They're not able to buy a coat for their kid every single year, and a kid needs a coat almost every single year. So between the parents and the kids, we get a real personal list of what those children want for Christmas, and the social workers bring all of that information to us, and then someone can sponsor that specific child. So when you see a name on the website, and when you get a list of from that child, that is that child's first name, and that is that child's list. It's not random. It's personal.
Okay, and this is not the biggest Christmas charity in Kansas City. You rely on sometimes your churches. You work with many of the parishes, and some do it individually. But a lot of this is word of mouth, and it's individuals that just have the kids at their best interest, kids at heart for the holiday season. I know this isn't the single biggest thing that Catholic Charities does, but it seems like it's very important. I want to help you get the word out, and I want to implore on all of my listeners, this is something for Christmas you can really make a difference in. This isn't something that's funded with millions and millions of dollars and, you know, some national thing where it's just kind of random and you're donating your money. People can get involved. If they want to get a hold of you, you'll give them a family and a list of gifts to go buy, and they can actually take their children and go shopping for them and then donate to them to you. This is a very personal mission, isn't it?
It's very personal mission. It's really interesting that you put it that way, because it brings to mind the story that I'd love to tell you real quick if you have a second.
Please, we got all the time in the world.
Okay. Well, you may have heard it before. It's the starfish story, and it's usually condensed a bit, but essentially it's a story about a man walking along a beach, and it is just littered with starfish that were washed up by the tide and left to dry out and die. And he sees this young boy picking up a starfish and throwing it back into the sea. But there's thousands of them. And so he goes up to the boy and he says, "What are you doing?" And he said, "If I don't throw them back into the sea, the tide is going out, they'll die." And he said, "But there's thousands. You can't possibly make a difference." And the boy says to him, "Well, I made a difference to that one." And that's exactly what you were just saying about Christmas Shining Star. This is an opportunity for somebody to make a difference very specifically to that one child. And you really do make a difference. In the whole starfish story, it's a life or death difference. But for this kid, what do you think Christmas is to kids? I mean, that's what they think of it. It is a big deal to them. So you do make a difference to that one. So it's so interesting that you put it that way, because it brought that story back and it connects completely with Christmas Shining Star.
Wow. No, that is a fantastic story. So here's what we'll ask folks to do. There's a couple of ways. Again, you can make just a straight donation. You can put something on your credit card or donate money. And it's about $60 per child is what you try to raise. If you get a $60 donation, that's essentially going to buy four or five gifts for a kid for Christmas that really wants them, really needs them, really makes a difference. Or if you want to personally go shop, if you get in touch with folks here at Catholic Charities, they'll let you know what family. They'll give you a list and say, go shop for these things. The easiest way, the number one way, is go to the website. And that's catholiccharities-kcsj.org. So it's Catholic Charities- abbreviated Kansas City St. Joseph.org. To donate or to get signed up. You can also make a phone call to the donor representatives at Catholic Charities for Christmas Shining Star. That phone number is 816-659-8243. That's 816-659-8243. After Bridget, we're done talking with Bridget, I'm going to give you another way you can get involved with the podcast, where I'm going to actually match funds of listeners if you donate in a different way. But anyway, let's stick to this right now, because I want to appeal right now to people who personally want to go shopping, maybe take their kids and become involved in that way. Is there a limit to how much people can do? Does one family ever shop for like 10 kids? How do you decide, here's your list, here's what you're doing, or do you just work it individually with everyone that calls you?
Well, actually, yes. One family can definitely pick more than one child to sponsor and to go shop for. That's not an issue at all. As a matter of fact, if all of the children aren't sponsored, the Catholic Charities staff and the Catholic Charities ourselves will shop for and make sure that no child is left without the Christmas list fulfilled. So we've got to make sure in one way or another that all of these kids are sponsored and they all have their Christmas gifts. So yes, if someone wants to sponsor more than one child, you darn bet you can.
Okay, and how many kids do you have on your list right now?
We have about 350 kids on the list right now, and we've launched the program. I know that when I think about it through the social media, I know that I probably have to fill in at least 100 or more just through social media, people that I haven't met before that don't know us. So we're looking for a total of about a little over 350 kids.
Okay, so maybe we can help you fill in there. So you have some people, I'm going to guess you have a bunch of wonderful, blessed Christians, Catholics that have stepped up and they're with you every year. Is there a constant list of people that do that? And is there a few people you want to mention that are really instrumental in making this program go?
There are a few people who clamor to us and ask us, are you ready for Christmas Shining Star? Do you have the kids' information yet? And they've been coming to us, for quite a few years. And I think that people try to do this. I know I try to do this as a family project. So this becomes something that my kids will shop for and have shopped for years. So there is, like I said, a small project of word of mouth instead of it's not a billboard campaign. This is a word of mouth. This is coming in and every single person making a difference. So for the most part, we have relied on the people who have been loyal to the program for year after year, and then trying to get the word out in the community to fill in that gap.
How do you find the kids in need or the families that need help? And if people are listening and they know somebody or have heard of somebody, can they contact you and say, hey, this person's never going to contact you. I'm letting you know that maybe, Bridget, look, I don't even know how that works. I'm just asking you on behalf of everybody listening right now, how does that work? If somebody knows somebody that they think might be in need or would need some help through a program like this, how would they let you know about somebody like that?
Well, the first thing they probably need to do is they need to call Catholic Charities at 816-221-4377 and talk to us about what's going on so that we can figure out if there's some other way also that we can help. So it's kind of hard to say, yes, we can take care of Christmas Shining Star, but we could probably help in other ways too. So I think that's the very first step, is to go ahead and give us a call and let's figure out what we can work out. And that's how we do it here. You know, we take care of that urgent issue and then we work on the bigger issues after that.
Is it hard for Catholic Charities to find people? I know that sounds a little crazy, but I feel like I've done a few of these things through the years where it is actually the case that people who need a hand up won't ask for it or don't get identified somehow and they fall through the cracks. Is that hard for Catholic Charities to find people sometimes?
You know, you're right. You've hit on a really sensitive subject for a person who is in need. Raising your hand is not an easy thing for someone to do. There's a lot of pride involved in not being able to offer gifts for your children for Christmas. There's a lot of pride involved in the idea that you can't pay for your light bill. There really is a sense of I need help that you have to get to before you actually ask for help. So that part's really probably a difficult part for people. So we try to understand that. We really try to be sensitive to what they're feeling and what they're going through. We've served this year about 5,700 people for emergency assistance. Someone who just says, help, I'm going to be kicked out of my apartment, or, you know, those types of things. And we've given away, you know, 1,700 packages of diapers. And whatever we can do to help that emergency need. And from that, those people are generally where our Catholic Charities, our Shining Stars, Christian Shining Star kids come. Most of the people that we do serve are not married, but a great portion of them have children. So when you really start looking at the impact, you know, we just this year we're at 5,700 who've needed emergency assistance. However, we're at over 10,000 people this year that have been impacted. So you know there's more than just one person, whether it's at home or who lives in their car or whatnot. They're not alone. There's 10,000 people.
10,000 in Kansas City and St. Joseph that you've impacted.
This year.
That is amazing. That's...
It is. It's like heart-wrenching. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's God's work is what it is. Bridget, you go way back to the First Tee of Kansas City, which is to call it a golf charity or a foundation is not really right. It's about finding kids and helping kids. And I know one of the great things about the First Tee that's been around for a long time now is, you know, they may have been exposed to the First Tee at age 9, and then they come back 12 years later at age 21 and say, wow, you can't make what a difference that made in my life. You know, what an impact that made. Do you see that with this program, specifically Christmas Shining Star? Because I know you see it with Catholic Charities. I know there's a lot of great Catholics in Kansas City that come back to support what it is that you do, that say, man, that was me 20 years ago that needed some help, and now I'm in a position to help others. Does that also work with Christmas Shining Star, have you found?
You know, I think that intrinsically it does, because the parents who are able to give their kids Christmas gifts from the Christmas Shining Star work with us long term and graduate, if you will, from the programs. When you graduate from Catholic Charities, that means that you can self-sustain your family and your lifestyle without support from Catholic Charities or anybody else. Those families, yes, they come back and they offer volunteer assistance and they offer what donations they can. And that's a pretty special thing, actually. So I've met myself some volunteers who were former clients, if you will. They were people who came to us, and at that point, they were at the stage where they could volunteer. Maybe they couldn't donate, but they were volunteering. That's pretty special.
That's really special. Bridget, I don't want to go like all in Barbara Walters here, but I'm going to ask you a personal question. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. Every time I do one of these interviews, this happens. I hear the emotion and I hear you fighting back tears when you talk about these things. And I get emotional too. The older I get, the more emotional I get when I do these interviews, which is really a strange thing. I used to just do them as like a matter of profession. And now it seems my kids are grown and gone. I don't have any grandchildren yet, so I don't have any kids to buy for, and things like this just tug at me. And so I hear that in your voice, and I heard you fighting it back. And this may be a really weird question. I don't know if you've ever been asked this or not, but the great work that you do and everyone at Catholic Charities, like, how many days a year do you cry? How many days a year are you just really touched emotionally by what it is that you do for a living?
Well, there's a lot of days, actually, because of what I do. I hear the stories specifically from our social workers so that we can retell those stories. So I've actually been writing a story about one of the people that we've worked with, and we're still working with her, and she is still working through the whole process to become self-sustainable, but she's just been doing fantastic. And her social worker has explained to us what she's gone through, and I've been trying to take that down and put it into a real story you can read. And it is really, really tugs on your heart, because you get into it and you totally feel the emotions they must have gone through. I've never been homeless or that hungry or worried about our not being able to have a place to live. I have not, but I feel how fortunate I've been, and I feel how incredibly scary it must be when you have two kids. We're calling her Marie, but when you have two children and you no longer, you've let that slippery slope happen where you didn't pay a bill, and then you didn't pay a bill, and then you lost your job in COVID, and you couldn't pay a bill or another bill, and then now you guys are living in a car. And those kinds of things are really scary. I have two children. Living in a car, are you kidding? I've sat behind the wheel at soccer games and soccer practices, and it's miserable. I can't imagine living in a car. I mean, honestly. So when I hear about Marie's story and I hear what she went through, and then I hear about her getting a job, and what she went through to get a job, the practice of filling out applications, the practice of interviewing, and even learning some job skills so that she would feel confident in her job. I'm just filled, filling with emotion. How do you say that again and again without, I need another way of saying it. You feel so proud for her for doing that she was able to do that, because you already felt so afraid for her when you realize what situation she was in and how easily that happens, especially in the wintertime. But it does. It happens so easily. I think we've all figured that out. So with COVID, I think everyone has figured out how easy it can be taken away from you. And in Marie's case, it was easily taken away. But she has two kids. She can't stop. She has to figure out a way to handle things. And luckily, she came to Catholic Charities, and from there they just became Team Marie. They just enveloped her and helped her through some emergency housing and some emergency food assistance, and then worked on finding her some temporary housing until they could work with her on finding her own long-term housing and finding a new job and all of those things. You start to see a little bit of a bright light there in somebody's voice when you talk about what they're going through. You really start to feel it.
Well, that reminds me of a shirt I saw yesterday online, and I haven't ordered it yet. I've got a couple of people in mind. There were a lot of really fun Christmas shirts for ladies, and it was a long sleeve ladies shirt, and it was gray, but the sleeves were the typical Christmas red and green kind of checker pattern on the sleeves. And it said, Sing Like Frosty, and there was a picture of Frosty the Snowman, and it said Give Like Santa, and of course Santa's face was there. And then it said Love Like Jesus. And that's really that really is what you're talking about, because as you're saying this, I'm thinking ultimately what this is about. When we're talking about charity, reaching out, helping others, especially those we don't know, this is the teaching of Jesus, and this is taking tears of sorrow, which you experience a lot at your job, and turning them into tears of joy, not just for you, but the people that are helped and the people that are giving. We can all turn something, if you're down about anything this holiday season, and you do something like this and get involved with Christmas Shining Star, you can turn any sorrows you have into joy, and it will be in your heart. And I'm not trying to preach the word here, because I can't. I'm not good at that. But I know what Christianity's about. I know what Jesus was about. And I know what Christmas is about. And we lose track of that sometimes. And this is exactly what it is for. And I would love for every listener we have to turn the tears of sorrow that you see throughout the year, Bridget, into tears of joy this holiday season in some small way by contributing and helping these families. Because I don't think you should have to work last minute to try to find people through social media to help these 350 kids. I think we should get this taken care of. We're on a timeline here. We don't have until December 25th. You need to shop a week to 10 days out. So I figure we got about a month here. I got about 4 weeks that we can help you. And I really want to turn your tears of sorrow into tears of joy is kind of what I want to do. I just think that would feel really good for a lot of people.
Man, that would be fantastic.
All right, so I'm going to have them reach out to you. The donor representative line for Catholic Charities, if you want to donate to Christmas Shining Star and you do this anonymously, or if you want to get information about a family with a shopping list to go take your kids or your spouse, or just go by yourself and shop personally for somebody with a shopping list, call 816-659-8243. That's 816-659-8243. If you want to get signed up and be part of Christmas Shining Star, you can go directly to the website, CatholicCharities-KCSJ.org. That's CatholicCharities-KansasCitySt.Joseph.org. Hit the donate button. It'll take you to Christmas Shining Star. And in a little bit, we'll tell you how you can help through the podcast if you want to do it that way, or if that's simpler for some of you that are already there. And we'll get into those details. I think we got about 4 weeks, Bridget. We're going to do the best we can. I have no idea where this is going, but I know this. I know the people that listen to this are generous. They, for some reason, like this podcast, and they respond to it when we say, hey, this is worthy. And I think you've painted a really great picture of the worthiness of Christmas Shining Star and the 350 kids that the Catholic Charities can impact this holiday season, man. It's just a great thing you're doing.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. And you're right. I think we can do it. You know, by the middle of December, I think we can do it. Just remember that you can make a difference for that one, right? We're asking people to pick a kid, make a difference.
You're awesome. Bridget, thank you so much for your time. I will be in touch. We'll keep you informed how it's going, and we'll probably have you back on at some point and see how it's going. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
Thank you, Bridget. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There is Bridget Chirpich. She's the Marketing and Communications Director for Catholic Charities in Kansas City, and they do a lot of things. You heard them say they've impacted 10,000 people this year in Kansas City and St. Joseph. There's a lot of different programs. The one I'm specifically talking about on KKHI this holiday season is Christmas Shining Star. And I don't care if you're Christian. I don't care if you're non-denominational. I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care your background. This is worthy. These are kids in need. And I would love for you to be involved. Do not feel like you have to be a Catholic. And if you're a Catholic and you're already involved at your parish and you're donating there, great. You're awesome. And maybe you donate to Catholic Charities every month or every year, because I know it's just an unbelievable organization that does great things. I know my mom donates. I've donated. I know it's just Catholic Charities is great. So if you've done it that way, don't disregard. Keep this message, keep this interview with Bridget in your heart this holiday season. I'm serious about this. You know, I get really wound up and upset with politics. I get really wound up when the Chiefs play crappy. I get all this stuff. But there's something about this time of year. And when we get here, those things don't matter. And it would be better if we did this all year round, if we were always thinking of other people. But the next 6 weeks of your life, you're going to be thinking about others more than you. And you know the 5 or 6 weeks leading up to Christmas, you spend more time doing and thinking of others than you do for yourself. And it may be the only time of the year you do that. So yeah, I'll go Jerry Lewis on you. I will. I'll go Jerry Lewis on you, implore you to do this. I don't care which way you do it. I mean, it would be great if you contact them directly and went shopping yourself and made it an exercise for your family or you and your spouse or with a child or a friend and got that great feeling of saying, send me a list for one kid. I'm going to go shopping and I'll bring it to you. It's a great feeling. I hope you do it that way. If that's not in the cards, if you're busy, we understand. If you've got a family, there's a lot of people like that. If you just want to straight donate, call them up. Call them up and donate. They'll set you up with a family, by the way, if you call the phone number. Either way, if you call the phone number, they're going to help you out. Now, remember, this will be during business hours. So if you're listening to this after hours, then you'll have to call back during business hours. You can always go to the website, CatholicCharities-KCSJ.org. That's Kansas City, St. Joseph. CatholicCharities-KCSJ.org and donate. You can do that at 3 a.m. if you've got insomnia. $60 takes one kid off the list of $350. It's covered. They'll shop for you if you want to donate the $60. If you want to call them and donate, give them a credit card on the phone, 816-659-8243. And here's what I'm going to do. If you, because you're already a patron or you want to become a patron this holiday season, what I'm going to do over the next 4 weeks, whatever is raised in the patron program, okay, I'm going to match up to $5,000 for Christmas Shining Star. You can delete it afterwards. If you want to go, if you're a patron right now and you're spending $5 a month and you want to go give $100 toward this through the patron program, I'm going to put in $100 too. Then next month, you can lower your patron membership back down to $5. It all comes right through. I can see what it will increase over the next 4 weeks. And whatever that total is, I will let every single listener know exactly what that total was. And then I'm going to match that number up to a total of $5,000. So $2,500 raised through the patrons, $2,500 from me, up to $5,000. I'm going to be completely transparent. So think of it as doubling what you donate. If you want to sign up just for a month to become a patron, 1 month, you can sign, there's no commitment. If you have not signed up before and you want to sign up for $20, sign up for $20. You can delete it in January. And I'm going to write a check for $40 to Catholic Charities for this. So you will double your money through the patron program. I'm going to donate whatever the patrons donate and however you want to do it, whether that's a new membership or if you currently have a membership and you want to raise that number. Now, I already know 7 or 8 patrons that are a little whalish that may go on there and change their $5 a month into $250 or something like that. And we may get, what a blessing. Please do that. Do it. Do it for the month, then back it down to $5. I'll match it up to $2,500. Total of $5,000. But I think that's a reasonable goal to raise $5,000 for Catholic Charities for Christmas Shining Star. And it does not have to be through the patron program. I'm just giving you an option of one way to do it that you're familiar with, that's easy, that takes you out of it. It's also a chance for you to double what it is that you're donating. If you feel like you can donate $20, sign up to be a patron for 1 month for $20, and then you can X out of being a patron. You can quit it. You can just quit the patron program. You don't have to stay in. It all goes into one account. I can follow it. I see it. I'm going to let everybody know exactly what it is. In fact, I think it's on the website, kksissues.com. I think you can see it when you click patrons. You can see what it is every month. And the difference of what it is today for the first airing of this and what it is on the 15th, 17th of December, that's what I will match. Up to a total of $5,000 for Catholic Charities. So that's one way to consider doing it, if you'd like to do it that way. I know that you will. I know that you heard Bridget. I know you know there's kids out there that, you know, I do things like this, and I start thinking that's why I asked her about it. What about the ones that fall through the cracks so bad that their parents can't ask for help or they're not identified? It's truly, truly a Christmas miracle if you know somebody that needs help and you let Catholic Charities know about it. They will work through social organizations. A lot of people won't ask for a hand. If you know, I'm not talking now specifically about Christmas Shining Star. If you know a family in need that really needs help, call Catholic Charities. Call them. Say, look, I know somebody. Can you reach out to these people? Can you have a social worker reach out to them? They need help, and I can't do it. It's not comfortable. They're not going to ask for help. They need help. they're getting evicted, they've lost their jobs, they're in a bad way. This is a bad situation. If you know somebody like that, this is the time of year to help those people. They are way more likely to accept that help now around the holidays than they would in June. It's just the truth. And so just be thinking of that. When I said I'm starting a podcast about sports, politics, and life, I know it's 90-some percent sports and politics. But it's the life part where we can make a difference. The audience has almost tripled in a year. And you're a powerful group of listeners. You are an impressive group of people that love your community. Or if you don't, many of you don't live here, you lived here before. I hear all the time from people in Florida and Texas and all other places that grew up in Kansas City. This is how you stay in touch with sports or what's going on in KC. You know what this city's about. I don't care if you live in Kansas City or St. Joe or not. You know what this means. You know it means something to me. You know, I don't even want to get into the part. I'm going to, because I'll break down when I start talking about what this would mean to my mom. Because there isn't much she likes more than going to Mass. And she has felt the touch, the wings of angels, the touch of Jesus' love. She's been through a lot with her health the last few years and is doing great. She feels truly blessed and lucky and is beginning to ask questions, why am I the one that gets through all this stuff all the time, when she sees the heartbreak in the world? And so she goes to church and she prays for others, and she has this giant heart, and she gives what she can, and she does that religiously. And that is not a metaphor. And I'm happy to do this with Catholic Charities. I want to do this with Catholic Charities because in some small way, I'm making my mom proud. We can help kids. We can help families. We can do a good thing. And if you make your mom proud of you, that never gets old. I don't care how old you are. Or your dad, if you make your parents proud and you have a soul, it touches you. It matters. I've got a microphone and a computer and a soundboard. And I sit here and I do this and people listen. And I don't know why. I've never understood why. I don't know why people listen. We're so blessed in our lives that people have supported us through the years, through thick and thin. And all of those things, you're all incredible. And maybe it's wrong of me, because I know you're incredible, to lean on you so much and ask you to help here. You did it in a massive way with James Bishop and his family with the ALS walk a couple months ago. It was remarkable. It was stunning, raising over $10,000 on pretty short notice. We ought to be able to do 5 for Christmas Shining Star and these kids in short order in the next few weeks. So please, if you can, if you'd like to shop for a kid or just make a donation with your credit card over the phone, call 816-659-8243. You can also donate online at catholiccharities-kcsj.org. Or if you would like to join the patron program or increase what you're giving through your patrons, I will match it. I will match it. Whatever you donate will be doubled. You put in 50, 100 will be donated. And you can drop the patron program at any point. It's a no cost, no obligation. It's just an easy mechanism for me to keep track of the scoreboard of what's being donated through here and what I'm going to match. And I want to raise $2,500 there because I want to match $2,500. I want to give them a check for $5,000 outside of all the people that volunteer to go shopping or donate on their own. Because it would be wonderful if you donated on your own too. It's much easier that way. If you want to do it that way, go for it. But especially if you're going to do $10 or $20, the smaller donations, do them through the patron program and I will double them. And you can drop it in January. You can back right out of the patron program and be done and gone, and it's over. Sign up for $5 a month. If you thought about becoming a patron, do it. I'll donate 10. If you don't like it, drop it. Drop it anyway. Consider it a donation. You're going to get free programming for a month in the newsletter for a month. I mean, terrible secret here. If the patrons that have moved or moved on or dropped, we usually get about one a week that backs out or two that don't. I don't know the circumstances. It doesn't really matter. Here's the secret. I don't take you off the mailing list. You still get the newsletter. So at the very least, if you sign up for 1 month and pay $5, I'm going to donate 10 and you're going to get the newsletter probably forever. That's a pretty good deal. It's a really good deal. Well, what else I can do? Please help. And I'm going to keep talking about this on future podcasts as well to remind you of what we're doing with Catholic Charities to serve and to lift in Kansas City and St. Joseph. It is called Christmas Shining Star. She's Bridget Chirpish, and she's awesome. Please donate if you can.